Dan McElrath may be Alaska's only traveling piano tuner. This weekend, he kicks off a tour for his new CD of Alaska-inspired jazz at the Performing Arts Center in Anchorage, playing on a 9-foot Yamaha piano he's been tuning for years. Michelle Theriault has his story.
Outside Dan McElrath's house sits a big truck with a license plate that reads P-N-O-M-A-N, Piano Man. Inside his East Anchorage home, there's a roaring fire in the fireplace, and McElrath himself. He's sitting by a shiny black grand piano. McElrath is a jazz musician with a 9-to-5 gig that's taken him to the far reaches of Alaska, inspiring an album.
My day job is I'm a concert piano technician.
Jazz music was introduced early by McElrath's father, who also tuned pianos. The South Carolina native moved to Alaska partially, he says, because it was about as far away as he could get from his home state. As an adult, he worked as a church musical director and teacher, always while composing and performing jazz. It wasn't until George Winston came to Alaska that his career as a piano tuner really took off.
My big break in the piano tuning world was George Winston came up in the early 90s doing a series of concerts around Alaska, and he wanted a technician to travel with him. And no one else wanted to do that.
But McElrath did. And next thing he knew, everybody wanted the piano tuner to visit. He quickly found out that there's a lot of pianos in rural Alaska. He's tuned them in Nome, Tok, Homer, Kodiak, Unalaska, and even Shishmaref. His new album, Ajazka, is a tribute to those places.
A lot of Ajazka are songs that are like... A musical poem of, I think on the CD I call it a jazz mosaic of Alaska.
The 11 songs on Ajazka attempt to conjure, in jazz form, Alaskan places, animals, and even moods, he says. One of his favorites is about an afternoon near Dutch Harbor when he stumbled onto something deeply unexpected.
I had gone out there several times as a piano tuner, you know, taking care of the pianos out. But it never had time. You're just running from one house to the next, trying to cram as many as you can into, you know, your time before you have to leave.
He rented a car and drove past the city dump, happening on a bay so beautiful and green that it almost looked unreal.
It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous place. I spent an entire afternoon just hiking and fooling around there and stumbled across this herd of horses wandering around just free. And
now it's a song on his album called A Tribute to the Horses of Summers Bay. On Saturday night, the Dan Mack Quintet will play the Seward High School Auditorium. On Sunday, the group will play a show at the Performing Arts Center in Anchorage. It'll be the first time that McElrath has played on stage at the PAC, but it's far from an unfamiliar place. He's cared for the concert pianos there for years. In Anchorage, I'm Michelle Theriault.